Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast, the show that helps you plan, write, and publish your book, even if you're a beginner or just feel like one. Now, for your host, she's written over a dozen books and helps others bring their books to life. Here she is, Maciel.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to the How to Write a Book podcast. What is up, you guys? Sorry if I just yelled on that. I'm so excited. You guys, what is up? What is up? Welcome back. It is April. Oh, man, you guys, this COVID-19 game changer has just put the world on its head. Am I right? Man, if you guys are like me, there is a whole new normal to your life right now. Maybe you're at home and you're working even more than ever, or maybe you're not working, unfortunately, or maybe you're not sure if you're going to work. Oh my gosh, you guys. It is so interesting right now. In my household, there's typically two people in my household, but because of COVID-19, we now have four people. And of course, my dogs and my 16-year-old cat, who decided that he was about to die, and then he just came back full throttle and now wants all the tuna in the world, which I'm glad to give to him because he's adorable. But if you like me, and I think that all of us out there are, we have a new normal, you guys. COVID-19 is something that we do not know what's going to happen. We wish there were deadlines. We wish there was an answer. We wish somebody would just say, hey, this is how it's going to go. But this is life. And in a lot of ways, this is life at its greatest, because if you look in between the cracks, you can just see beautiful pieces of humanity also shining through. And one of those pieces, I mean, there's so many great people out there sharing kindness and sharing finances and able just to support others. And especially, hey, a huge thank you to those who are on the front lines. You know, that goes out to the nurses, the doctors, the grocery store stockers and clerks and delivery people, and anybody else who I'm missing out there. You know, you guys who have to be out there during such a stressful time, I want to say thank you so much for contributing to us. I honestly feel like I have been awakened to what the essential resources are, and especially as an American, I didn't realize it before, you guys, and now I have a new appreciation and gratefulness for those people who are doing that. And if you're listening to this, remember, stay home to save lives. It's important not to spread this. So you guys, I know that you are wonderful, beautiful people. And going back to the beauty of this situation is that it prompts us to come forward. It prompts us to be brave and to face our fears. And I gotta let you know that I am doing so many more things that a couple months ago I was too afraid to do. And now I see that there's the need. We have to do these things, and I'm taking much more action. And I encourage you to do the same thing. If you are feeling still nervous about something on your plate, you guys, you can do it. You can do it. If it's that book, you can do it. You know, what better time than now, when we have hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people who are going to be at home, and they need your encouraging words, or they need your entertainment. So I want to keep that in mind. All right, you guys, we are talking about blogging today as a form of writing. Now, before I get into that, I want to start off with my prompt and motivation, because you guys, I keep forgetting to put it at the end, and I even have it in my show notes. It's like, say the prompt, say the motivation, and then I forget again. So, all right, let's do the prompt first. The prompt for your writing today is, you receive a mystery gift, which is a chapstick, in your most absolute flavor in the entire world. What is it, and how did it end up at your doorstep? And your motivation for today is, clouds come floating into my life, no longer to carry rain or usher storm, but to add color to my sunset sky. Rabindranath Tagore. And hopefully I said that name right. And if I didn't, I am so sorry. But it's an artistic motivational quote. And I think that we have to also look at our art that way. You know, beautiful clouds floating into our life. All right, guys, we're talking about blogging today and why you should consider blogging as writing if you haven't yet started writing your book yet. Blogging is a really excellent way to write, show up for yourself, and face the public. So if you're just still wrestling with this idea of, I want to share my words with someone, I want to share my inspiration, I encourage you to blog. You know, if you're not at the stage yet where you're going to write that novel, consider blogging as part of the novel process. And the great thing about blogging is that it's really free form. There does not have to be a structure to the content. You don't have to order the chapters right now. Simply begin. Now, you can approach blogging in a couple of different ways. You can start a free blog, which will actually kind of get you onto a host, but it will have like a weird title. So for example, like yourname.wordpress.com. But if you want to really commit, then I would encourage you to actually buy your domain so that it would be like, for example, MacielValenzuela.com. That's my fiction author site, instead of it saying MacielValenzuela.wordpress.com, which looks a little bit less professional. But not just that, when you kind of invest the financial, you know, chip in for your site, you might feel like, okay, now I really have to show up. Oh, only if the finances work for you guys, right? Because for me, financial pressure does push me forward, right? And that goes back to one of the previous episodes when we talked about knowing yourself and knowing what keeps you accountable. So you can choose a free option or a paid option. The point is to get yourself up and running, right? Whatever works for you. And blogging is a great way to really push yourself into the habit of writing. Put it on your calendar, give yourself an hour. Now, before like this COVID-19, actually, I used to put things on my calendar in completed items. So I would write down like, finish blog one within this time. And now the problem with that is that if I've written that goal for like an hour and I don't meet it within that hour, I feel a lot of stress and pressure. And my confidence coach, business coach friend, Trish Blackwell, says like there's a completion anxiety. And I totally agree with her. It's like if you don't finish this thing, then like, oh, well, this whole day is wasted or this whole hour is wasted. And that's simply not true. So instead, I want you to say, hey, I'm going to devote an hour to blogging, right? Your goal is, yes, to publish and to post. But if you simply sit down and commit that full hour to writing the blog, maybe you draft the blog, maybe you're setting it up, or you do actually end up posting it. If you committed that hour, you know that you have accomplished it, right? Without feeling the anxiety of completion. And the great thing about this is that you're going to schedule that hour into your calendar, maybe 2 times a week, 3 times a week, and you're going to start getting into the practice of writing, right? Because we want this to be a practice. You are a writer, you know, and just because you haven't written in the past doesn't mean that you're not a writer. It just means you're not in the habit of it, right? There are a lot of people who they come to exercise late or later in their life, and then they find like, oh, I love yoga, I'm a yogi, or like I'm doing CrossFit the rest of my life now, or Spartan races, right? My boyfriend, which is a happy 10-year anniversary to my boyfriend, side note. sorry guys, and tidbit about me. So people who come into that, like the Spartan races, they're like, oh my gosh, I love it. You know, I'm 40 or 50 or 60 years old and I love it. I'm going to do it from here on out. And it's the practice of getting into this. And the same for your writing. It's the practice of writing and being okay with your writing, because we do get too attached. And if you spend 17,000 days on that one blog post, you're not getting into the practice of creating new words. You are getting stuck inside perfection. So the point is to blog and blog regularly. And yes, if you don't finish that blog post within the hour, at least you have committed that time. And then you're going to keep building those blocks. And we've talked about this earlier, which is getting those small milestones out of the way. So showing up and then showing up and writing and then showing up and writing and publishing, and you will grow. And as you create a routine, you are going to start feeling more confident in your writing. And what's really cool about this is that because it's blogging and there's so many blogs out there, you know, you get to share your voice as authentic as it can be, because you don't have to get filtered. You don't have to go through several editing processes. You're simply putting your authentic voice out there. And that's really important for your creative soul. That's you showing up for yourself. In addition to this, as you start to get comments, you will start getting more comfortable with criticism. Now, I do not recommend following criticism, and that's because I follow the school of Dean Wesley Smith and Christine Catherine Rush, and which is that your author voice is your particular voice, and criticism can help in some regard, but as a new writer, you simply want to work on the routine, the habit, and the practice of building your writing voice. So as you start to see comments, and there are haters and trolls out there, guys, you all know this, you can start to build that wall of pushing them aside, pushing their comments aside, and you don't have to delete, and you don't have to respond to comments, but you're getting used to saying, hey, I'm publicly putting my writing out there, and I believe in myself. And when you do that, you guys, that's a star, that's an A+, you know, that's a high five. You're putting your writing out there and saying, hey, I'm getting more comfortable in my voice. So don't change your voice while you are also building that resiliency. And on top of that, you're learning how to publish and let go of your writing. Because as writers, we write. We're not writers when we consistently and constantly revise. We're not revisers. We're writers, which means that you write new content. So publish and let it go. All right, guys, I hope that this encourages you. And oh, and of course, I forgot to add the one final tidbit, which is after you've really gotten into the habit of creating blog posts, you guys, you might actually have a beautiful outline for your book. Maybe you're blogging your fiction, maybe you're blogging your nonfiction. But after some time, you can look back at what you have published and see a pattern and build your book from there. And that is awesome, right? I mean, this whole process is about showing up and writing. Next thing you know, you have a book or an outline for a book. And that is what we're getting to. Of course, that is the goldmine. So you guys, remember, just showing up for yourself, being consistent, and getting confidence as a writer. Okay, guys, I hope that that inspires you to publish your work. Try blogging as a form of writing and showing up for yourself, especially during COVID-19. It's a really great way to be social while still protecting the social distancing that we all need to do right now. Okay, you guys, I also have a new workbook for you. I have been working on it for some time. I wanted to get out to you. I was having some tech glitches, but it's up now. Yay! All right. It's a workbook about unlocking your creativity. Unlock your writing. It's a 7-day devotional where we walk you through those same mini milestones, one step at a time, one sentence at a time. It's supposed to be really simple so that you can just understand that you are a writer. Even if you write down 5 words today, you are a writer. So you can get that workbook at themasiel.com/workbook. That's themasiel.com/workbook. All right, guys, let me know what you think about that. I'm looking forward to hearing what you say, write, think, feel. And as always, have a beautiful day. Stay safe out there. Stay healthy. And we'll see you on the other side. Bye. Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themasiel.com. That's www.themasiel.com. We'll see you on the other side.